seems that Rasta is a thing of the past. Consciousness has fight and loss. It seems that there is no hope for tomorrow. All we can see is just pure pain and sorrow. Man like Nelson Mandela, who born and grow in jail. Like Jah, he has donated his life so that there'll be a better tomorrow. Not just for black, white, yellow, and the pink race. Somehow, all mankind has lost face. Oh Jah, I hear mother cry, sitting by the bloody river. Oh Jah, I hear father cry, why, oh why? Still there seems to be no answer. Poverty come down on us like cancer, destroying our mind, destroying our hearts and our soul. There's no more capacity for love in this time. Why? Why? I ask the question, why? The answer I have found have me laughing like a clown. Vanity has taken control of our mind and soul, and therefore all the good that dwell within has to take a walk. There's no place for happiness at all. There's no place for happiness at all. How can you be happy when you're living with your back against the wall? Fighting the elements fighting you. Trying to get through daily. Ow, the belly pressure. It keeps falling down upon my shoulder. Sometimes I feel that I'm the only conscious man within this land. But then again, must be another one. My youth have to struggle for what is theirs, just like my foreparents. Nothing changed really, only the name and the faces. The struggle continue, my brother, my sister. We all are one. Black, white, yellow, green, doesn't make no difference. But I personally think a time for a change is now. Right now in a Babylon, we have to stand up and fight for our rights. Instead of talking about it, we should act about it. Man like Nelson Mandela, who has paid the price in blood. Blood run, clog up and turn mud. We walk on it day after day. Tell me, can't you see? There has to be a better way. If the survival of tomorrow's children is of any importance, then let's take up arms and fight for their rights, because our rights have already been passed. The time is now. The time is now. We have to change the course of history, because if we don't change it now, there will be a next Mandela in jail before sundown. We're running ourselves rugged, trying to keep up with our neighbors. Who have car, who have house, and who have land? The importance of survival is not anymore, because vanity has taken full control of our hearts, mind, and soul. Now I want to know, who will take arms and fight for the rights of the youths of tomorrow? Who will educate their minds and lead them out of this land of bondage? Take them in their arms and show them what true love is all about? Who will take time out and teach them about the history of yesterday and provide their minds with enough information for them to live a better life tomorrow? Someone must. Someone must.